Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera, and it's not John Ritchie. Elliot Shirt Parks in for John today. Wonderful to be with you as we broadcast from the beautiful Borgata, our home base, every Friday morning here from Atlantic City. Great to be with you. Me, Elliot, Devin, and James, Rhea off as well, as we're with you for the next 4 hours. And, of course, you can hop aboard the conversation and join the conversation at 215-592-9494. Needless to say, it was a quiet night last night in sports. Phil's off. Now they start a new series today versus the Blue Jays. Obviously, the Eagles in that period up until training camp for 6 weeks, where they kind of float away. But we got a lot of Eagles to do today, some Sixers to do today. Phillies, and of course, beat the Hammer later on. Again, all from Borgata, 215-592-9494. Elliot, how are you, bud?
What up? How you doing today?
I'm good.
Man? Feeling good?
Better now that I see you.
I got to say, my weekends always feel like they start. Yeah, that was very sweet.
Wait. It wasn't sweet. It was sour.
It
was an anti-Richie comment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It wasn't pro you.
I decided to take it as a compliment, but that's fair. Well, it's a shame because
don't flatter yourself.
All right. Well, then I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
No, about you. Flatter yourself.
I was going to say I find my weekend always starts better when I get to see you win, beat the Hammer in person.
But now
I don't know if I feel that way after that little comment.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the fray, Elliot. This is what we do. We just yuck it up and have some fun and play some audio.
Make fun of Richie.
Listen. Okay. For everyone listening right now, I don't know why I say listen, because you are listening. Whack away on John today. I just want to put that. Devin, if you had a one criticism of Richie, what would be your prime?
215-592.
Everyone be mean to Richie.
Yeah. Oh, no. See, Devin signs off on it.
No, I'm kidding.
Seltzer, cut that audio.
Yeah,
drop of the year winner.
This is unfair.
Hello.
It's not
Someone
even 6
finally beat the Adore or whatever. What did you say it was?
Adore.
Adore.
Oh, yeah, you missed that last
year. It was after Hushmandaze.
Adore Jackson was Adore. Ray Jackson.
Oh, yeah, I never heard that name ever pronounced that way.
TJ Hushmandaze.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. Oh boy. All right. So
that was TJ Hushmandaze.
It's an all-timer. All right. So good morning to you. We got a lot to do. Let's start Phil's. So new series tonight. You know, yesterday there was nothing happening. Nothing. Other than a Stanley Cup game, of course, with the Cup and the NBA Finals this weekend and all that, and Phillies. But so Elliot, Phil started a new series tonight.
Yeah.
Been an odd year. There's no question, you know, people are, and I said this in April, people were going to be, I could just tell 2 weeks into the season, really quick to be in a really bad Phillies mood fest. The last 3 years lingers. On the negative side, the last 3 years is a factor on the positive side, but it creates a lot of consternation. As we sit here today, you know, they're not quite halfway through the year, but they're moving closer to that point. What is going through your mind about this team? What they are, what they should do.
Yeah, so I think heading into the game tonight, and, you know, look, great series win versus the Cubs. It was awesome to be at the game with you guys. It was really cool to meet a lot of the callers. But as they start tonight, I'll be honest and say my biggest opinion I have about the Phillies right now, what I feel when I think of them, when I watch them, is I'm more interested in the guys in Lehigh. I care more right now. I feel more emotionally invested, and I care more about the future of the guys down in the minors. Andrew Painter, Justin Crawford.
You know that's nuts, right?
No, I don't think it's nuts. I think it's realistic. I think could the Phillies make a playoff run? Of course, they could. I'm not going to completely discount it. But when you view a franchise and what is best for the team, you have to view it on what is most realistic. And the Phillies we are watching this year are not good enough to make a postseason run, or at least not good enough to the degree where I can count on it or I should make decisions that way. I'm not saying blow it up, although I am closer to that at the deadline than I am reinvesting in the team. But I am not making decisions about Andrew Painter, Justin Crawford, or Aiden Miller based off of this current group. I'm not rushing up Crawford because the center fielders are bad. I'm not putting Andrew Painter in the bullpen because they need a piece there. My priority, if I'm Dombrowski, is those three players. It is not the major leaguers because they've blown their chance, frankly. They've had years to do it. They haven't done it. They're not improved this year. So, yeah, I'm excited to watch them play tonight, and I'll always want the Phillies to make a deep run. Of course, it could happen. But I'm kind of over it, to be honest, and I'm more excited about the next iteration of the
you
team.
You know what, Elliot? So I'm glad you said – I'm not happy you said this, but I'm glad you said it in the sense it gets it out there. So I think what you're saying –
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Is something not maybe quite the same way you framed it that resonates with everyone about the minors, but I know what you're saying is you're frustrated with the big league guys and you don't believe in them. That's what you're saying.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, no, that,
yeah.
That's
yeah, what, yeah, yeah, correct.
And that's what a lot of people are saying. I can't tell you. Look, I, too, am incredibly frustrated by that. And look, everyone, you can weigh in, 215-592-9494, okay? Obviously. Let's hear from you. I, too, am frustrated. There are players underperforming, okay? Like the Stotts and the Bohms, although Bohm has picked it up. Castellanos. There are a number of players on this team. Kepler, okay, a number, Rojas, Marsh. There are a number of players on this team that are underperforming and frustrating us. I am with that. What I am not with is the sentiment that is two things that are expressed too often. One, that this team kind of can't win. You didn't say it, but I know you're thinking that the percentage is really low.
I know the percentage is low.
That's not accurate.
I think it is.
It's not accurate.
What makes you believe in this team?
Starting pitching.
Okay, that is one aspect of the team.
It's the most important aspect of baseball.
It is. I'm not disagreeing with you that. But so is hitting, and so is the pitchers that come in once the starters
Starting pitching is the most important thing anymore.
Well, the Dodgers win last year
without starting pitching.
That's fine. It's the most important. Let me give you the next reason. So what was your question? What makes me believe in them?
Yeah.
How about the fact that if a team makes the just work with me for a second. I'm trying to teach everybody baseball. All right. Now, sorry to the audience. I don't mean to say that to you. I'm saying that to Elliot.
Right.
But I am saying that to the audience. All right. Here's the deal, guys. If a team makes the playoffs year over year, you know what happens more often than not? They lose in the postseason. You know what happens when they lose in the postseason or have bad stretches in the regular season? You either don't hit well or you don't pitch well. And then you have the occasional game where you lose because you don't field well. But, I mean, basically when a team loses, you have hitting issues, you have pitching issues. You know who's had hitting issues and pitching issues in key spots? All the great teams, including the Dodgers, who have won two World Series, and good for them in this last, you know, bunch of years. They've also missed, they've also lost in the playoffs way more often than not when they've made it. They've made the playoffs like 10 straight years or 11 or whatever the hell they're up to. They've won twice. That means like 8, 9, 10 times their fans all grumbling because they lost. Braves, one title. And then they lose all the rest. Yankees have lost all the rest. The Astros have obviously won the most in recent years. They've won three. And then they've had their times where they lose. Like, here's my thing, Elliot. If you sign up as a fan, for I don't want frickin' Nick Williams to be my right fielder and Mikel Franco to be my third baseman and go around the diamond of all the garbage that was out there, you know, 7 to 10 years ago. If you don't want that, and I feel confident none of us want that, well, sign up to get your heart broken, but here's my point. Sign up to try to win a World Series with this strategy. Lock and frickin' load. And when necessary, reload. And I will say, I think reload is necessary here. Left field, center field, relief pitching. Am I giving up on a chance right now with Zach Wheeler in his prime to win the World Series this year? Absolutely not. So I'm not, and I'm not saying, let me be clear about this. I'm not, and you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. And I'm not trying to jump you, Elliot. I'm not saying sell the farm, sell everybody. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is I object to those who think the Phillies have like a minuscule chance to win. I object to that. And I totally, totally reject the notion that this team, with some realistic moves, can't improve and become an even bigger time contender this season. So that's where I'm at.
So to me, you sounded a lot like I did 2 years ago when talking about the Sixers. And everybody told me they're never going to do it. They're not going to win. Who can, right? And I kept saying, no, when you have a chance, go for it. Reinvest in the team. They make the playoffs every year. When you make the playoffs, you have a chance. And what happened? They traded away draft pick after draft pick for older veterans. They tried to keep reloading around Embiid. They traded for old stars like
you're
Harden,
right? You're right about that.
And what happened? Ultimately, I was wrong, right? I was the one that had to sit here and say, yes, the Sixers never got it done. Now, they had a chance, but they didn't do it. And I'm not disputing with you that they have a chance. And I'm not telling fans that they should stop watching the games. What I'm saying is Dombrowski cannot operate this next month or at the trade deadline with the idea of reinvesting an older team. Because let's be real, like you said, a lot of players are underperforming. Are they? Like maybe Stott, Bohm, Castellanos, Marsh, Rojas, like maybe this is just who they are.
Well, Rojas and Marsh, yes. This is who they are.
But maybe the only person underperforming this year, honestly, might be Harper, and that's because of injuries. And he hasn't been, like, terrible. But regardless, the reality with this team is they're, A, not going to be the same team next year, and, B, they just are probably not good enough. They had their chance, and it sucks that they blew it. It is what it is. But, like, they have gotten worse and worse every year since then. And so when you say, like, yes, believe in the team and all that, I get it. I want to believe in the team, but we can't, like, the Phillies can't operate off of being a fan. The Phillies can't operate off of emotion.
When you say worse and worse every year.
Well, they went from losing the World
Series.
I know what you're saying.
But yeah. You also know their record has gone up every year, right?
But see, again, these are the points I would make for the Sixers, right? It feels like we're.
Yeah, but they were based on one guy.
But the results.
No. They were based really on one guy, which is the NBA way. And that guy's knee fell apart.
Phillies have what? Well, I guess they have, like, if you include the starting pitchers, yes, they have good players.
Look,
yeah.
The Phillies have very good players. Now, the scary part is Bryce Harper's been the main guy, and they're now walking on a slippery slope with him with an injury. But I don't think their foundation is as shaky as the Sixers was when you look back.
Oh, I completely disagree with you on that. And, like, here's the deal. The Phillies do have more talent than I'm probably giving them credit for. You are right about that. But the Phillies are an old team, and that's the key part here, right? You are doubling down on a team that is old. Kyle Schwarber, old. Bryce, old. Trey Turner, old. Zach Wheeler, old, right? This is not a young core where I'm like, okay, if I trade a minor leaguer, if I trade like whatever piece they think gets them something, well, all right, we got two or three more years with this team. This team is on its last legs. We all agreed with that heading into the season.
Would you, let me ask you a question. Let's go back a decade or so. Would you not trade Mick Abel today for Hunter Pence?
So I hate that argument.
No, I'm not just asking, because that's the kind of guy, and I mean, he was a right fielder, I think, but let's just say he could play left field. Let's just say it's Hunter Pence, left fielder. Would you trade Mick Abel today for Hunter Pence, where you've got him
with
under
this,
control?
With
for
this current team
yeah,
you're talking
about. For this current team.
No, I wouldn't.
Because I would.
Okay.
I would say, give me Hunter Pence, find me that guy in baseball today. Sign me up. I'll trade one of my 37 million starting pitchers. Let me try to improve this club and try to go win a World Series while I still have Wheeler and Harper.
And you know what? You'll feel great at the deadline when you do it, and everyone will be excited. And it's like, they're going all in. Then you know what? They're probably not going to win the World Series. They're probably not going to win a playoff round. And then this offseason, when we're all talking about what do you do now, it'll be like, man, it would be nice to have a young pitcher under control for a lot of years. It's good. So I get the emotional part of it, but the Sixers also acted on emotion, and look where it got them.
Well,
so they need to act on reality. Reality is the younger players in this franchise are more important right now than the major leagues.
Well, look, we'll take your reaction. Do you agree with Elliot's series of redonkulous statements right there? Are you with that or not? Look, 215-592-9494. I get frustrated. As anyone who's listened to the show all year knows, I get frustrated with this type of sentiment. I get it, guys. They have disappointed us at twists and turns this year, and they've dramatically disappointed us in points in October the last 3 years. But I'm not ready to say, you know, let's take major steps backwards. I'm just not there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.